question is still, were you a good mother?
I think I was a pretty darn good mother. Mm-hmm. I played with you. Mm-hmm. I spent time with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I didn't do or did do wrong?
Do you feel like there's anything you did or didn't do wrong?
Do you think, what was it?
I asked you back, is there anything that you feel you did or did not do?
I maybe did a little too much.
Say more.
I think I spoiled you.
Okay. How so? Say more.
Yeah, I don't think I spoiled you.
Okay.
And I did do a lot for you. I mean, nobody else would put on a bathing suit and go downtown and and stand in front of unknown people in a bathing suit and sing a song that I didn't know. And that was a lot to do to win tickets to my child's favorite band.
That was big. I fully acknowledge that.
And we won.
You did. You were. You put a lot into it.
I'm proud of that.
Good. That's amazing. That's something you're proud of.
And I held it together when I caught you in bed with the pastor's son.
Who's that?
Ryan Perry.
Oh, Ryan Perry, yeah.
I didn't kill her. I closed the door and said something to the effect of how many minutes you have to get out of there. I think that was an appropriate way to handle it.
Well, she turned out pretty good, so I'll say yes. Yep.
Yeah. And that boy, that first college boy, again, that.
Which part? I was just saying, keep going.
Where? What are your thoughts on that?
What was the question?
Yeah, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Well, it was that they moved in together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly and unexpectedly and provoked and there wasn't anything we could do, so we rolled with the ball.
True. We were supportive in that sense, but shocked with another, I'm not sure about the say or do. Agreed.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, were you proud in the way Megan handled the end of that relationship?
sending the mother a list of diseases she could have caught.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Yeah. So, anchoring kind of back on the initial question, are there things that you felt that you could have done, should have done, wanted to do, didn't want to do? You know, my initial question was, what parenting advice would you give? So, and you're saying you felt you did a pretty great job, and that's great, and I'm not evaluating, I am just asking questions.
That's the only time I can think of that I was disappointed. And why am I hearing a dog barking?
I will find out for you, because apparently it isn't that one.
What part was disappointing? Seeing Ryan Perry sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
That's not what I saw.
Okay.
A little more than what I saw. Whatever.
Okay, so you were, that was a disappointment. Okay, that was a disappointment in me. Was there anything that you would have liked to have done differently, or that you're really proud of as a parent, or that you would like to share words of wisdom, advice?
Yeah, you get in on this.
This is your story. I'm interested in him. Yeah, but this is your story.
No.
I'll ask him questions one day.
No, I think parents connotates more than one parent.
This is your experience, though. He has his own experience.
We did have different approaches to parenting.
What way?
I think you and I, you and Tom, you know, Tom was.
You and me, you and you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, you brought structure. Marcia did, because that you were the bad cop, and I think I was the good cop, perhaps. As I recall, we had a number of discussions about that. So in terms of parenting, you know, can you speak to, like Megan's asking, you know, what advice would you give? What advice would you give as far, you, Marcia, give as far as how to raise a child successfully?
Is there anything that you think I should have done differently?
I want to hear your advice. I turned out awesome. Let the record reflect. I'm amazing. Okay? And that's a product of upbringing and environment and lots of things. So I'm not going to tell you if there were things that should have or could have. Like, that's not relevant. From your experience, what would you say to do or not to do?
To a new parent?
Yeah.
To someone like when we took
Megan, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, when we took Megan home from Redwood Hospital, yeah. We did not have a manual that said, here's how you raise the child. Right? There was no manual that came with Megan.
There was a Dr. Spock book, as I recall.
Well, there were lots of books, but there was no manual and said, this right. is the right book.
Right.
So, you know, that's the, you know, the advice after having raised a child and having been in the world for 70 plus years now, when you look back, what advice would you give a new parent taking their child home in a car for the first time from the hospital? Just like we were in the car, if there was someone sitting there to give us advice, what advice would you give looking at that child?
Don't put your feet on the furniture.
Put your feet on the furniture. Okay. I mean, what I heard Dad just say about, like, there isn't a manual. There are lots of books. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a, this is how you do things. Like, you write that as you parent. Because it's your kid, your experience, your life. Like, that, there isn't, that doesn't exist. There's lots of articles and books and scholars and research and things, but like some of that stuff doesn't work for your kid. That's something I heard you say.
Agreed.
So cut yourself some slack maybe when it doesn't work or when you're trying something and you're like, why? The book said. Right?
Yep. We did have some of those experiences.
Page 72 said you'd do this and you're not.
And there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because everybody who takes that child home from the hospital faces the same challenge. Mm-hmm. So, what advice would you give to a new parent, Marcia? Just think of Mary Caroline. Mm-hmm. What would you tell Mary Pat at this point if she was giving birth to Mary Caroline? Mm-hmm.
Can you see his little tiny face?
So you can say, I'm thinking, I don't have an answer, next question, any of those work.
I've got to hit it. Do you have something for edit? What can you hit?
Good stuff.